Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
So we got double guests right now. We got, hello, I'm Alan in studio with us.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Or in room.
In room.
We're in a hotel room.
Yes.
And we have royalty in the studio, or room, Matthew Hussey. And I call you royalty because you're just British.
everyone British is royalty.
Here's me thinking it was because I was important.
Yeah, you know? You're very important. You're a relationship royalty.
What are you doing over here, dude?
All right, well, we were running a retreat last week for 200 women in Fort Lauderdale. And
200 women in Miami? Oh, my God. I'd come, too.
Well, we came to Miami for the break because it was a very, very long week. But it was amazing. Yeah, we saw this change in so many different people, and it was beautiful. So now we're here relaxing.
Yeah, you got your dad, Steve. And your brother Steven with you.
Yeah, we got them here. We thought we were relaxing, and then the Kid Craddock show put us to work again.
Come on. Right. Sorry.
The good looks do run in the family, Matthew.
I've got two younger brothers, and they get taller the younger they get.
Yeah?
I'd check with the milkman or the UPS man or somebody. You know.
Now, we're going to have to ask you some help with Kelly and Alan. By the way, their podcast is going to be coming out today. Sandwich and some lovin'.
A sandwich and some lovin'.
A sandwich and some lovin'.
All a man needs to be happy.
That's right.
I'm really excited about this. I'm genuinely really excited to listen to it.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you, man.
So we're going
to
ask you about something that we've been talking about the whole week. But before we get to that, we want to ask you about the question that's been itching at me.
It's been itching at you?
Yeah, it's been itching at me all day. Where'd you get them dance moves, bro?
Sorry, Matthew.
Kelly. Kelly's put me on blast
I
on the
just,
Kid Craddock
You know
show.
What? I realized Matthew is a friend of mine. I was like, I need to start following Matthew on social media. So
yeah,
I started,
right.
Thank you, Lord, for giving me this epiphany because I had this little gem that crossed my social media feed. Is Matthew dancing on stage
really
at his
dancing?
Retreat.
That was dancing.
It was a combination of marching, pointing.
Well,
and
here's the thing.
And I don't know exactly
it wasn't
what
bad.
That was.
It wasn't
you know,
so bad.
Let me tell you this, all right? You can pick anyone's dancing out of context. You could take 10 seconds of it and say, what was that move? But you need to
what
see,
was that move?
You need to see the whole thing, Kelly.
So the other other 3 minutes, you were like doing a stanky leg and a wobble.
You laugh. We actually were doing the wobble that day. We got 200 women all doing the wobble that day.
Yeah, all the girls were super in. You guys were all crazy dancing in there.
Yeah, our events are big energy. At times, they're more like a concert than a seminar.
I couldn't keep my eyes off the girl in the front row that was just full on gyrating.
She was going for it.
Yeah, she was going for it hardcore.
You need a hype man, I think. Like, I mean, I know you're kind of the hype man, but when it comes to the dance, you need to say, okay, come on out, black friend. And then have the black guy out there like doing the dances.
I can't afford you, big guy.
I'm just saying, it might not be a bad idea.
Al's got one move. He'd roll out there and be like, when I say relation, you say
ship. Relationship.
Relationship.
Yeah, that's
but
all
I'm very
he's got.
Curious. Like, JC, you're noticing the women in the audience. They're really getting into it.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling a lot of these women come to the seminars just to meet you and think, I'm the one that's going to finally bag me some Matthew Hussey. Does that happen a lot?
I truly hope that's not true.
It never happens where somebody tries really to put the move on you?
No, certainly. There's always a moment where someone might say, you know, look, I thought I'd try. If you want to go out sometime, here's my number. You know, that kind of thing happens, but it's actually not very frequent. On the retreat, that's like people are coming there. They've paid a lot of money to be there and do some really big things. When I go on tour and it's like a one-day event, not a six-day retreat, that's when...
Oh, the one-nighter.
Yeah. You know,
oh,
gotcha. That's when I see a lot of that type because it's a one-day ticket. It's easy for people who are fans but who are not really that interested in change. They're just interested in coming and seeing the person that they watch on YouTube.
Right.
But a student of yours can say, well, I just heard this way cool pickup line by you. Let me see if it works on you.
Oh, and I'll tell you this. I've had people do exactly that. And it is a testament to how much the stuff that I teach is geared towards male psychology. Because there are times when I get home before I realize that somebody used something I've said on me.
Really?
There was one woman who came up to me after an event. She said, wow, like there's 300 women all trying to come up to you right now. Like that's
shout out.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And
yeah, right, Al. Yeah, this guy.
Well, come on, man.
No, shout out.
But she said, it's amazing how aggressive people are in running up to you. And I remember at the time just thinking, I want to talk to you. Like, who are you?
Oh, you've been chosen.
Look at that.
The funny thing was, I got home and I realized...
You read chapter 8 of your book. Like, wait, what?
She created... She, like, made it everyone else who was giving me all the attention, and she was different. She was not giving me any attention, but she still was. And I remember thinking, wow, that really did work. You know, I wanted to talk to her. So the stuff actually does work. I never created anything because it sounded good. I only created it because it worked. And so I don't think anyone is... resistant to it.
I can't believe she used your own thing on you.
On you.
Now, we want to ask you about something that's been going on with Kelly and Alan.
Yeah.
And maybe you can help us solve this mystery here.
A mystery.
It's because we don't know why. Well, he tells us why.
It's a quandary.
It's a quandary.
Conundrum.
Alan will not, for the life of him, high-five Kelly Raspberry.
No.
No.
I actually think that's a good call.
Thank you.
Oh, what?
Thank you, Matthew.
Okay.
That's a good call.
It separates her, right? It separates her from everybody else.
You high five a pal.
Right.
You high five a mate.
Right.
That's exactly it. He high fived JC's wife, Kinsey.
Well, she's my friend.
Because she's a friend, but he won't high five me.
I like it.
He leaves me hanging.
Well, you can high five her, but do the high five where you like stop at the hand and lock fingers there.
That's what he does.
He does.
Oh, he does it already.
Wow.
It.
See?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alan Hussey over there.
Alan's got moves.
Yeah. So now I'm going to stop high fiving my wife.
See, because that's your thing. Y'all high five.
But it's your thing. Whatever works for you.
No, but I want to do what you guys are doing.
No.
I don't do that.
Oh, man.
He doesn't like it when I dude him either. Every once in a while, I'd be like, dude, you shouldn't have done that. Don't dude me.
I mean, look, it's true. Whatever works. But I think I wouldn't love dude.
You might have to come smoke a cigar with us here in Miami now, Matthew, that we're in our guy clique.
I'd love
what
it.
We got.
Let's do it.
I'd love it.
We're going to have to. Do you get excited? Because I see your videos everywhere on Facebook now. And not just with like a couple thousand views. You have hundreds of thousands, some of them millions of views.
Yeah.
And they're all over the world. Do you get excited when you see that? Because I'm sure it pops up on your feed and you're like, hey.
It's interesting. We had a video, for example, called Who Should Pay on a Date?
Yeah.
And we actually released it twice. And the first time round, it got 30 million views.
Whoa.
Wow.
And the second time round, over 26, something like that. And it was the first time I've released a video where I actually felt quite nervous. Because, you know, when you release a video to, you know, we've got a million people on our private mailing list. We have 1.3 million on Facebook now. You know that's like a million people who have chosen to follow you and care about what you do. Then all of a sudden you release a video where 30 million people watched it. And the 29 million don't care who you are. They're just seeing a couple of seconds of you dancing.
Right.
And judging you.
And they're judging, right?
And so that's quite scary because they have no... When you say a joke to a friend, you're saying a joke that your friend knows who you are and has context for the types of things you're saying. But when 29 million people who just found out about you 5 seconds ago watch a video, it's a free-for-all. And so the kind of, you know, some of the comments I see on those videos get pretty
brutal,
crazy.
Because what you're doing is it's not a concrete answer. You're giving advice that you think will help women land the guy.
Yeah, exactly. And I happen to think, by the way, this is the best time in the world to date.
Because? Why?
Because, yeah, I don't get that.
Because you have a time when people are craving connection, right? Because we have lost it. We've got more surface level connections than ever, but we're more disconnected than ever, right? Most of us, we would go for a beer with our friend, and now we're just chatting online. So we're disconnected and we're craving people who are really good at connection.
Okay.
At the same time as people are being turned into complete zombies, right?
Thanks to our phones.
Yeah. You go out to dinner with friends, everyone's on their phones.
True.
You go out to a bar and people are Tindering while they're at the bar. You know, it's like a really weird state of affairs. So you've got this kind of classic, I think, like market inefficiency, where you've got more people wanting people with social skills and less people having them. If you have the most basic skills right now, you can clean up. If you're a guy and you can still approach a woman, you're not competing with Don Draper from the 50s anymore, who knows how to talk to a woman. Mm-hmm. You're competing with Todd, who sat at the bar messaging Sparkle Skirt 22, and he's not even looking up. He's on his phone. He's looking down. If you look up in a room, you have an advantage. If you're a woman, you're not competing with Marilyn Monroe seducing someone from across the room with her eyes. You're competing with Tiffany, who isn't even looking at a guy because she's too busy taking a selfie of her cleavage.
Thank you.
Matthew, thank you for mentioning that.
So correct.
So check this out. My wife and I went to a restaurant, a few months ago, and it was Valentine's Day. And this guy, he made us look bad. We were with our wives, and we were a group of people. He made us look bad because this guy had roses set up. He had the champagne set up. They get to the table. He gives her all this stuff. They sit down, and not once does he look at her. He gets on his phone, and he starts taking pictures of everything he's doing. And she's sitting there staring at him, wondering, like, why is this guy not paying me any attention? You know, that, and that's the kind of dates that people are going on now.
It's really terrifying. It's truly, truly terrifying. But anyone who's out there and is single right now, you should be hoping that it gets worse and worse. Because the worse it gets, the better easier it is for you to stand out. And for women these days, they're not even competing with a real group of women. You're competing with a group of Instagram people who aren't, like, they don't look anything like that. You know, you have apps now where you can give yourself a six-pack. You have people photoshopping. They may have 1,000 pictures on their profile, but they're photoshopping every single one of them. None of them look like that person. It's like, there's a quote from Man on the Moon where Jim Carrey's playing Andy Kaufman, and he doesn't want to do a sitcom because he says all the people laughing on those laughter tracks are dead people. He's like, they're dead people. I don't want to get laughs from dead people. You're getting likes now in dating from people who don't exist. You go out with those people, they don't exist.
That's interesting.
They look like nothing of their profiles. So you're not even competing with a real audience. People need to go out there and start actually connecting with people, and they will quickly find it's far easier to stand out today than they thought.
And when you get them out there, put the phone down and actually stare at them and talk to them.
Yeah.
Matthew and Kelly have a podcast together, a radio show together. Yeah. It's on the weekends. It's love letters to Matthew and Kelly.
Or
Kelly
like
and Matthew.
It's the same thing.
Depends
it's
on who's
Kelly
saying
it. It's Kelly and Matthew. It depends Kelly's on who's the saying season.
It. So you're letting Kelly go first, right, Matthew? Yeah. So those are on the weekends. If it's not in your city, call your radio station. Let them know, because this is the kind of advice you're going to be getting. And then Kelly and Alan's podcast. That one's actually a podcast you got to go download.
Right. We just started it, and you're getting. We're going to do a new episode every Thursday.
Okay.
10 a.m. Central Time is when we're going to release it every Thursday.
Cool.
So we've already had one in the can. We've got another one coming out at 10 o'clock this morning Central Time. And that's the plan, is to do
positive
a new one every
Thursday.
Positive
review so far, right?
So far, everybody's
so far,
been very
so
nice.
Yep, so far,
if
so
anybody
good.
Had a negative reaction, I haven't heard it, or you shielded me from it. I haven't heard it.
Would you guys have an actual argument on your podcast?
Not yet.
They will eventually, maybe, right?
This will be our second one.
Yeah.
Well, you are Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. It'll happen. Matthew Hussey, man, it's awesome seeing you. Happy early birthday, by the way.
Thanks for having me. Yay.
All right, yay. Matthew.
We're live from the Sunshine State all week. Visit Florida. It's the Kid Nation Family Vacation. Live from the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Jamie Foxx on tonight with Beat Shazam. We'll play in 20 minutes, like our announcer said. Speaking of music, Justin Bieber. Yesterday, Jenna figured out that Justin had tweeted about a bunch of names of Victoria's Secret models.
Yeah.
Because that was like a mystery that was going on with Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Overnight with Twitter. He just tweeted a bunch of names from girls. Now he tweeted out a teaser for his new song with David Guetta, and that comes out tomorrow. It's called U2, and it's got Victoria's Secret models singing along to it. Where are they? We have another teaser.
They were dancing.
Let's listen to the other teaser. It's every breath that I take, I want you to share that air with me. There's no promise that I won't keep. I climb a mountain that's none too steep. Sounds good. I like the song so far, from what I hear.
So not only can he just walk up to a girl and say, "Hey, I'm Justin Bieber. Want to come home with me?" Now he can say, "Hey, supermodel, want to be in my song and video?"
They pay them.
And but David, still, it's Justin Bieber.
He can do that. That's pretty cool.
He can do that, yeah.
And David Guetta will make you sound good.
Yeah.
Man. Justin Bieber.
Those models got paid to promote a fire festival that never happened. Some of those same models. So
they actually made money. And
yes.
Yeah. Kelly, speaking of, we just had Matthew Hussey on.
Yes.
Speaking of the no high five policy.
Yes.
This is a text here from Amber. My husband and I had the same no high five policy with me until our wedding day. All our friends and family knew about it, so we decided that after we kissed at our ceremony, we would high five.
Aww.
It got a good laugh, and we've been high fiving for 7 years this month, Amber.
It's not going to happen.
Alan? Maybe? He's shaking his head no.
No. The one thing Alan
gotta let it go.
Cannot do.
All I heard was, oh, Matthew Hussey agrees with me. Matthew Hussey. Oh, I like that Matthew Hussey.
Yeah.
Well, you know. He's been validated. Not that he needed it. He has stance, and he's sticking to it. Yeah. I like that about him.
And it's good. That's something you guys share with each other.
Sets me apart.
It does. But you still want your high five.
But still, I think.
I just do it. I just don't remember. And I'm like, hi, that was great.
Nope.
Leaves me hanging every time.
You'll catch him one of these days. I feel like you'll get him.
I think I almost caught him yesterday. I saw him kind of jerk. And it's like initial. I don't know. I just did something and I did the high five trying to catch him. And I saw his arm kind of jerk. Like he almost went for it. But he says he didn't.
He says no.
Was it when we finally caught a chicken crossing the road?
We legitimately, literally had a chicken cross the road.
Why?
To get to the other side.
I've never seen it.
I'd never seen that before either.
Kelly was so excited when she saw it.
I mean, we literally saw a chicken cross the road.
We did.
They really do cross the road.
They do.
It's not just a joke.
Well, I mean, if there's a road there and he wants to get to the other side, what's he going to do?
But what are these random chickens doing? And they were like by the marina.
Yeah, they're by Bayside.
They were random chickens.
They have little, I've seen ducks. Do they have a little family?
They all go in a line? This is the brave chicken that decided to go for it. Yeah. There were more chickens still waiting.
Little known chicken fish from native in Florida. The chicken fish.
No. The chicken fish?
You're just being silly.
Well, not really. Nobody laughed. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Kenzie.
My wife laughed at
Thank you.
Well, speaking of animals, don't we get to see some more today?
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna go on an excursion today.
The Everglades.
The Everglades.
Oh, boy. That means alligators, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Alicia.
That's what it means. Alicia.
Visit Florida.
Visit Florida's here with us.
You got to protect us.
Hi, Alicia.
Hello.
Did I hear that you used to do a little radio yourself?
I did. I did. Sports radio, so a little different.
Oh.
But
how about those Warriors?
Yeah, no, I'm not so happy about that. Know.
Talk about all that drama last night.
Wait, so you're a Cavs fan and you live in Miami?
I'm a LeBron fan.
Oh, you
I'm
are?
I'm one of those
good.
Miami fans that thanked him for even coming here and giving us two championships.
Oh, good. All right. Yeah, shout out.
We were watching a little bit of the game at the bar yesterday, and Alicia was throwing out stats and all these things. I was like, whoa.
You like that? Is that hot when a chick knows sports?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Especially when you're not expecting it. So she's throwing that out there.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. And so what are we going to be getting into today?
So, yeah, you guys have kind of seen a little bit of everything so far. You guys done the jet skis. You were on a catamaran.
Y'all have done great putting this all together, Visit Florida.
But you can't come to South Florida without visiting one of the most, precious areas to us.
Old
and that's the Florida Everglades.
Oh.
The largest subtropical, wilderness in the United States. So it's, people always travel, very far just because they really do want to see it. Stretches over a million miles. So it really is.
Really?
It's really, it's really special.
Over a million miles?
A million, Kelly. When you live here, don't you just call it the Glades?
You call it the Glades.
The Glades,
Let's go.
How is that possible? I didn't even know it was a million miles.
I didn't know there's a million miles in America. How is that possible?
Square miles?
Maybe, yeah, square miles. Yeah. Sorry.
That's how it's possible.
Yeah.
Okay, so
anyways, so yeah.
Lots of gators.
Yeah, you'll see alligators. Hey. There's, snakes.
Hey.
Oh.
And we'll be
in the safety of a boat. There is no danger.
It's pretty low to the water, right? Kelly.
Has it an alligator or a snake ever leaped into the boat with the people?
No. They do their own thing. Actually,
just correct Kelly Raspberry, Al Mack.
Yeah, it was wrong. She said it was wrong.
Just let it go.
Was it wrong?
Yes, it was wrong. Leaped. It's leapt. What do black people do while the white people are in the Everglades?
So alligators are not as bad as you think. And today you'll get to be up close and personal with a baby alligator even. You'll notice they have soft claws, actually, and, soft tummies, too. Mm. So you can really see that alligators get a bad rap, but snakes get a bad rap, too. People say snakes are just slimy and gross and creepy, but...
Uh-huh.
And 5 years ago, I've never touched one, and I have three in my house now. So they're really not...
Wait, you have three snakes? Gators?
No, I have three snakes
in my house.
What are their names?
You don't date, do you?
I do.
Wow.
Reptilia. That would be her name if you dated.
So the place we're going to today is called Sawgrass Recreation Park. It's family-owned and operated, which is very unique. So the chief business officer, Christina, who you'll get to meet today, works with 12 of her relatives. So her parents are the owners, her and her brother manage, and they've got cousins, you know, aunts and uncles. So it's really, it's really cool.
Now, I know
really
it's been
cool.
raining. How's the mosquito situation?
Mosquitoes are always present in South Florida, but shouldn't be too bad.
Present. It's a nice way.
And they're always present.
Present. I packed mosquito spray.
So
oh,
we got
I.
tons of bug spray for
and
you. Don't you worry.
Y'all were bringing it,
too. Oh, yeah. We got you covered.
I'm going to
save
deep.
A pound. Yeah.
We got you covered.
What's the attire? What should we wear?
You know, just for hot. You know, it's going to be humid. And
so
yeah,
naked.
But I should wear pants, though, to cover.
If you want to, but you know, shorts are okay too.
Because we're gonna have bug spray. It doesn't
yeah,
matter.
You have bug spray, and it's really not that bad there. Like the mosquitoes, it's not terrible. And the water's actually pretty high right now. Which is actually good because the
Nobody
animals, like the alligators, are more active when the water's higher. So all the
there's
rain,
gonna be
it's
alligators.
Gonna be a blood, they're gonna be
leaping
yeah.
into
yeah.
our boat. Which, by the way, I used it correctly.
Leaped?
Well, yes, Al.
I just leapt.
I'm always going to roll
both.
With Kelly on
both.
That.
Oh. Yeah. Both are acceptable.
So stop leaping to conclusions.
Leaping.
Well, and Jenna, you'll appreciate this since you're an animal person. Like 100 of their, you know, the animals that they have there, most of them are rescued and, you know, rehabilitated there.
Oh.
So it's really cool. And I mean, they have more than just gators. They have tons of exhibits, so you can see tortoises.
Oh, I love
different
turtles.
Birds. Oh yeah, they've got good. They've what? Got tons of those. You can see a Burmese python, and then
I like turtles.
You'll see they have two Florida panthers there even, which is really unique because they're really endangered. There's less than 100 of them left in the wild. So these two are captivated since they are being mistreated and they're Whoa. Taking.
You never told us your snake's names.
I don't really have names. I don't know.
Just snake?
You can't really call them. Right?
What kind of snakes are they?
I do have a green tree python. I call her Miss Green, so I do have
a
that.
Green tree python.
And then I've got.
Did she squeeze?
Oh yeah. I mean, you know, they get comfortable.
They get comfortable.
The more
you're so nice about the snake.
I actually don't mind it. I mean, at first it's like, oh my gosh, I'm so scared. Yeah. But
how big are they?
My carpet python's huge. It's like five feet. Oh my goodness.
Sorry, they just
it's like 5 feet Nothing. Long. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty big, so
mine too.
it's on the carpet.
I had a question I forgot. So Alligator Alley. So where I don't know where it is.
Where people go to dump dead bodies, right? Like on Dexter.
Alligator Alley?
Yeah.
Is it?
Alligator Alley. This is where,
I don't think Visit Florida wants to talk about that.
Dexter, well, whatever. Dexter was a great show, but I always wanted to go there. He would take some bodies there, and then the alligators would eat.
Yeah, well, you know, the Everglades is mostly just the animals live there, not a lot of people. So.
Is there anything we can do to make ourselves less appetizing for an alligator?
No, see,
I
you're
think
gonna,
you should rub
you're
yourself
hold
with raw
a baby.
Chicken. Rub yourself with raw chicken.
Yeah. You're
going to
hold a baby alligator.
Do what, baby?
You're going to hold a baby alligator.
I'm going to hold a baby alligator.
Yes, you are.
Can we get him to wrestle an alligator?
No.
Yes.
No.
If we duct tape the mouth and he just rolls in there with him?
I mean, you can pretend wrestle him, baby.
No.
No. But you're going to hold a baby alligator, at least. You're going to see they get a bad rap, and they're really not, you know, they're honestly, they're really unique animals. You know, they have two eyelids, which is something
that makes them really unique.
Was everything okay?
I love Al interviews.
Falling apart.
Yeah, what's wrong, Al?
You're breaking down over here. It's not going to be that bad.
Is it the carpet python?
I'm a little scared of alligators.
You're going to leave and you're going to be like, I'm going to go home and buy a snake. Watch. I tell you.
Less, just got me a little frazzled, that's all.
Well, I'm excited, at least.
Yeah, no, Sawgrass is a great park.
This is something I never, ever thought I would do, so I'm excited. It wasn't like a bucket list thing or anything,
I'm so excited.
So cool.
I've always wanted to go to the Everglades.
I never have. I know you love animals. You're going to like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's cool to see them in their natural habitat. It's
going to be a fun day.
I might wait in the car on this.
No, you have to come along.
No, you're coming.
It's our little adventures that we're taking.
You're going to love it.
Thank you, Alicia.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So that's what we're up to today. We're going to be touching alligators and stuff and seeing cougars. I mean, panthers.
Cougars. I'm about to be one.
Saw a couple cougars yesterday. So yesterday, while Kelly and Alan were doing their podcast, Sandwiching Some Lovin', we found out that Alan has something he can't do. The man we thought could do everything has something he cannot do, and it doesn't have anything to do with the high five.
Oh, okay. I thought it was.
And we'll play Beat Shazam. Your chance to win $1,000 is next.
Big Al was planting his big butt in the sand, just steps away from the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel. Thank you, Visit Florida, for the Kid Nation Family Vacation.
Thank you for joining us on the Family Vacation here at the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel with us all week long.
Thank you, Visit Florida.
We're still playing Beat Shazam. We'll play here in a second, but we got a text from our winner yesterday.
Oh, read it? Really?
Yeah, Leanne wrote us and said, I won Beat Shazam, went to the library to print out the paperwork, and I got too excited, and I locked my keys in the car, and I had to call the locksmith.
Oh, no.
Hashtag first world problems. So some of those winnings could possibly help you pay for that, Leanne. Hey, so don't you get excited. We want you to get just as excited. Give us a call right now, Kid Nation, so you can play Beat Shazam. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll start with caller number 11. And that's the same phone number you can use to text us, too, if you're wondering. That's what you got to do.
Yep.
Like this text from Christy from Georgia. Last night, I dreamed that I was working out with Jenna and JC. Jenna was spotting me, and she had the most freakishly fresh breath. It was almost like a tropical fruit drink. Nothing refreshing like but weird dream.
Not the case. I'm sure right now, I've breathed like coffee and DayQuil.
Right. Also, fun fact, we were just talking about the chickens we saw crossing the road.
Yeah.
Chickens can save relationships. Me and my girlfriend were fighting really bad in the car, and bad enough to where we were about to break up. All of a sudden, a chicken and its chicks crossed the road. We didn't say anything. We just stared. And we couldn't help it, but we just busted out laughing together. 2 years later, we're still together. Chickens crossing the road to save relationships.
It's the most random thing.
I know. Isn't it weird? And there was a rooster, too, with him. Like, he was just the bodyguard. Weird. And does Alan ever have a bad hair day? It was also a text sent in. Alan is here to answer that question for you right now.
You want to see it now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad. I have bad hair days all the time.
You do have bad hair days.
Yes, I do.
He works at it, though, and he's very upset because the hair wax, the hair paste that he uses has been discontinued.
Oh, no.
What is it? So now we're on the search for the perfect hair wax.
I have some that you should try.
Really?
Surf Head.
Yeah, it's the stuff I find at Walgreens. It's called Surf Head.
Shu Uemura is the best.
Really?
For men, I've heard. Oh, yes.
Okay. Where do you get that?
Overseas.
Oh. Yeah.
No, you can find it at salons.
You're not finding it at Walgreens for $5.
Yeah, I want something easy to find.
I just bought mine.
$5. No, you can buy it online.
Mine's like $4. I got it at a barber shop. You can try it if you want to see what it's
like. This stuff wasn't expensive. But
yeah, I go as cheap as possible with that stuff.
Yep.
So you guys were doing your podcast yesterday, which is coming out at 10 a.m.
this Central.
Morning. 10 a.m. this morning.
White Cheddar was working hard to get that ready to go for you this morning. And we found out something that Alan can't do.
Yeah, there is a talent that I have that he doesn't.
Ooh. Really? This is amazing because we've spent the last 2 years pretty much determining that you could do everything.
Well, yeah. I can't do everything.
Yeah, is it a chromosomal thing?
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is, but I can, and I think most people can, this is so silly, roll their tongue into a taco, and he can't.
I can't.
Wait.
Jenna can't either. Okay. Uh-uh. So you and Jenna have the same
disability. Oh, yeah, hot dog. Yeah, I can't. Like that's why I can't whistle.
Can you do it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Al can do it.
Al can do it.
What's it feel like when you're trying to make it a taco?
It's just fat. I don't know.
Yeah.
Have you tried to train it?
Yeah. Practice it. I can't do it. Like my kids can, though, which have is you weird.
Not all of them.
Yeah, well, some of them.
It's a genetic thing. Yeah. I learned this. Really? I had to do a project. I can't, because I can't do it either, and I can't whistle, and I can't
snap.
Can
you whistle?
Yeah, I can whistle really well.
Okay, good.
How do you whistle? Because I was always told since I couldn't do that, that's
listen to Flo Rida. You just put your lips together, and you blow real slow.
Yeah, he's doing it.
I can't wolf whistle. Can you wolf whistle? No, like
my mother can. Without her fingers. She doesn't just her tongue.
Real loud.
Your mom can do it just with her tongue.
It with her tongue. It's crazy loud. I'll get her to do it at the wedding. She'll be mortified.
The raspberry tongue is a very, very athletic and talented.
Very talented people.
Talented tongue.
Look at your tongues.
Now, here's one that nobody can do. Anybody I've ever met cannot do. And that's make your foot go into a figure eight. And just keep doing it in a figure eight.
Yeah.
And then try to draw number six in the air and keep that figure
why
eight going.
Why would anybody even think to try that?
There's no way you can do it. All right, it's impossible.
Great
radio.
It's impossible.
Why is it impossible?
Everybody's trying it in their office.
Your head can't do it.
Oh. Well,
see?
You think it would be like when you pat your head and you do the circle in your stomach.
I can do that.
It's harder than that.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Because then your foot starts making a six.
Right. It's really weird.
Oh, that is weird. Have you tried putting your pinky in your tongue?
Oh,
I want to teach Alan.
Have you ever?
Put your pinky in your mouth.
Okay.
On your tongue.
Like on your tongue. And then use your other fingers to taco it up. So you're creating your own taco.
Yeah, I'm sure if I forced it.
Yeah.
But he can't do it voluntarily.
Because I feel like I remember I trained myself to do the one eyebrow lift. Like The Rock. You know how The Rock does it, the wrestler?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I trained myself when I was a kid. I would just stare in the mirror and I would push it up with my index finger until my muscles finally figured out that's what it's supposed to do.
Oh.
So maybe I can train it.
And then I trained my tongue to do the tostada bowl.
How do you do that?
Do what?
Okay, that's the Ripley. This is weird.
So
this
weird. So you have the taco. Mm-hmm. So that's where you just make your tongue look like an actual taco. And then you have the tostada bowl. And this is when you ripple your tongue in the front.
This is
like
crazy.
This. And this is what I used to do to try to get girls, and it never worked.
Oh my God!
See, it's crazy. I know it's not good radio.
Called the clover.
Wow,
he
looks like
is
a W.
Making his tongue arch like in two different places.
Yeah. It's like
an
M.
This is all genetic
bric-a-brac.
I had to train myself for that. I was pushing with both fingers, and until my tongue finally would do it on its own.
That is a great school for that.
This is the thing, though. Like, I've never been able to do the taco, but I've never found that it's like I felt left out because
it held you back.
It's never. There's nothing in life that it's prevented me from doing.
Yeah.
Well,
I only did these things because we couldn't afford toys, so I just had to play with my tongue.
Does that help you in any other areas of
your life? No, man. It really hasn't. No. Well, really, it was just a real cool party
look
trick.
Look what I can do.
Yeah, it was basically that. You have any tricks, Al, that we don't know about?
No. Pretty talentless. No.
Can you gleek?
Can I what?
Yeah, Jenna can gleek like 3 meters.
Because it might hit me.
What is...
She squirts you with the bottom hole of her tongue.
Whoa!
Is she getting...
No, I didn't know what she was about to do. Just,
she got you. I can see it.
I did.
I shouldn't do that because I'm sick.
Oh.
Your saliva glands are underneath your tongue and you can actually make them squirt.
I taught myself to do that. I could do it like double snake. Like...
Oh, wow.
Oh, like venom?
Like out of both sides, yeah.
You think that's how the snakes...
Also a skill never really used except on the school bus when I was a kid to gross people out.
Yeah.
I got to have some kind of talent.
Talent? Nothing?
Karaoke?
Can you like fart under your armpit and stuff?
Not really. I could...
With your hands?
I can squirt water out of my hands if I'm in the pool. I don't think I can do that either.
I've never been able to do that.
No, I can't do that. I got deodorant on my hand now. Let me think.
You got any party tricks?
You can do something.
No, I don't have a party trick.
You have nothing you can do?
I don't have a party trick, man.
Can you do the cross-eyed look when you have one eye move? Can you do that trick? That's another trick I try to learn. Mm. Cross your eyes and then make one eye go to the left.
Pretend you're looking at your girlfriend and then you see a really hot girl over this side.
Yeah.
Speaking of, when is your girlfriend coming?
8:30 tonight, 9 o'clock, something like that. I can't do that either. I can't.
But it's fun watching you try.
I can't do it.
Deflection Man.
That should be your next Facebook Live.
Trying to cross my eyes.
Because it's just funny to watch you do it.
I know we're on the radio, but I'm showing Al.
I mean, I know what it looks like.
Oh, my
like.
Gosh, you guys. This is all stuff people can't see.
I know what it looks like, but I can't do it.
They're dumb party tricks. Most dumb party tricks you can't see on the radio. But you can win $1,000 on the radio.
Let's
do it. You ever want to play Beat Shazam?
Let's do it right now.
All
right,
let's get contestant number one on the line.
Whoa.
Oh, that was me.
Hi.
Hey.
Who's this?
Hi.
Who's this?
We've got a weird echo going on.
Oh, no.
I don't know if that's on the radio or if it's just in our ears.
It's okay.
We're just going
to
keep
going. We fixed it.
Oh, it's fixed. Okay, good.
Okay, what's your name?
Julie.
Welcome to the show, Julie. Now, we're going to be playing along with you. Here's how the game works. We're going to play you a song. Hopefully, you recognize that song right away. Because at some point in the first few seconds, Shazam's going to determine what song it is, and it'll cut off. At that point, I will ask you to name the song, and if you can identify it, I will give you $1,000. Deal?
Deal.
All right. Julie, let's try it out. Here is your song. Julie, name that song.
Monsters by Rihanna.
Oh, whoa!
Dang!
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and she gave us the artist.
Quick.
Wow.
I've gotten every song every day since y'all played.
Oh, you've been practicing?
You are a musicologist.
You got to go on the show. Shazam champion.
You talk about practice?
Now, do you have a stupid party trick?
Yeah, what's your stupid party trick?
I can do the tostada bowl with my tongue as well.
You can?
Crazy.
Isn't it cool to do that? Like,
can I put some guac in yours? Not yours. I'm sorry. We just met. I know.
I'll let you put guac in my tostada bowl if you get the chip and get it out and eat it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not just going to do it for fun. Just because.
What are you going to do with $1,000, Julie?
Well, I'm buying a house. so we're going to be closing soon, so this will come in handy.
Every dollar counts when it comes to closing time.
Yeah. Are you at work already?
No, I pulled over, actually. I'll probably be late, but it's okay.
That's okay to be late because you just got paid $1,000,
yeah,
so that's pretty cool. Well, Julie, you enjoy your $1,000. Thank you for playing with us.
Thank y'all so much.
Man, all right, hold on. We'll get you set up.
I know. Wow. That I don't think so we've ever had a have we had a first time winner, first contestant.
I don't think
I don't
we have.
Maybe
I think,
one,
think we
but
have.
I'm not sure.
We've had a second caller winner. That was probably the fastest, but she's been the fastest by far.
Yep.
She set the new record right there. Well done. We're going to play Beat Shazam again tomorrow, same time. And make sure you watch Beat Shazam on TV tonight with Jamie Foxx.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's on Fox. Maybe somebody will win $1 million.
Maybe.
Maybe, maybe not. We'll find out. Make sure you watch Beat Shazam tomorrow. Back.
Visit Florida is treating us right, putting us up at the Loews Miami Beach Hotel all week. This is the Kid Nation Family Vacation.
Yeah, if you want to keep up with us, make sure you go to kidnation.com and find all our Instagram names, Snapchat names, our Facebooks. We would give them all to you on air right now, but that's too many to list. So just go to kidnation.com. We have all our profiles linked up right there. And you can watch Kid TV while you're there.
Anna's got it on point.
Yeah, apparently we got somebody in trouble, Justin.
No.
Because she was, we were talking about our workout class, and she was watching on Kid TV, and her boss walked in, and it was paused on the picture of you with your legs wide open behind me, and I'm just smiling.
Oh.
And he demanded to know what in the world was she watching. Yeah, we did a little workout class yesterday. What was it, core bar?
Yeah, fusion.
Fusion.
Yeah. Fusion.
The outside of my butt is sore.
But it's going to be looking right. Your yams are going to be just juicy.
Yeah, I was, I've caught myself looking in the mirror a lot more yesterday.
More?
Yeah, like in the booty area.
How is that possible?
I know. It's pretty crazy.
And you ain't got no sleeves on today.
Yeah, I ran out of shirts.
Look at that.
Suns out, guns out.
Suns out, guns out, Kelly.
That's right.
That's
the
what's
sun
going
finally
on.
Came out.
This is what you should have done. You should have been wearing your tanks this entire time.
I know. I only brought like 5, though.
Not enough.
I wanted to save them up.
Oh, man.
We were talking about the weird party tricks because we just found out that Kelly's fiance, Alan.
Hello, I'm Alan.
He cannot do a taco with his tongue. And we got this text from Kid Nation. There's a girl in the car next to me, and she's trying all the tongue tricks you guys are talking about. And speaking of weird tricks, my husband can blow bubbles from his tongue. It's pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
I've seen that.
Jenna, you could probably do that if you put like soap in there. And
I've
try
accidentally
it.
Had
what?
That
Why could
before.
I do it? I can't do anything.
I've seen people do that.
Yeah, with the Gleek.
Try it.
But I've accidentally had a bubble pop up on my tongue before. Have you done
that?
Where like, how did I do that?
Yeah.
And you just spit it out.
And you just kind of gently blow. Yeah.
Work on your craft.
I can spit water and milk out of my eyes. I've seen these people that can do that.
That's so gross.
How do you spit milk out of your eyes?
They do something where they put water in their mouth and they just make it go through their passage.
What?
Have you ever like?
Oh
you,
my!
It's all connected. It's
I have eyes. Yeah. Can you milk me?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Speaking of weird party tricks, I can make my eyes shake very fast side to side like they're vibrating. I've seen people that can do this too.
Ooh, have you seen the people where they can like get their eyes outside their socket?
Yeah. Oh, that blow them out?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh.
That's probably not pretty good to do.
No, probably not.
And Abby wrote us and said, I have a weird body party trick. Okay. I can unhinge my jaw and fit my whole fist in there. My parents say it's because I talked too much as a kid and stretched my jaw out.
Well, we love seeing all the pictures of everyone trying their tongue tricks that they're texting us. That's fun to watch.
Why not?
There's people that can actually lick their elbows, which was supposed to be impossible.
It's supposed to turn you into a monkey is what I was always told.
Yeah. And we're still trying to determine what Big Al's
I don't have one, dude. I was like walking around the suite during the commercial break. I'm like, I really don't have a party trick.
Yeah. You know what my wife's is? She can make her tongue extremely fat. It's weird.
Really?
My wife can make her tongue so fat. Do you want to try it?
How fat can you make it?
Is it gross?
It's really gross.
Do it. Look how fat that thing is.
I can see. And the head's blocking it.
Look at that fat.
It's like ear to ear.
Yeah. Is mine that fat?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Whoa.
Raspberry.
Ellen just called off the wedding.
It looks like a soapy.
Or moved up the wedding day.
What did you do? Did you just pump blood in there or something?
Wow.
You just spread it in the back.
Yeah.
Spread in the back. Oh, Al and I tried to do a bit yesterday, and it didn't go so well.
Al or Alan?
Al.
Oh, what happened?
Al and I.
You did?
You actually got it on camera, Kelly.
I did? At what point in the night
did
was
you
this?
Forget stuff again yesterday?
I think I forgot.
Oh, was this
too.
The convention stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay.
Al and I tried to walk up to a sign up for a convention they were having for exterminators.
An exterminators convention.
Yeah.
And exciting
were,
stuff.
Yeah. They were from either Mexico or Spain.
Yeah, somewhere where there's a lot of bugs.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Big Al Matt kept insisting that he was a doctor. And so I'm trying to sign us in, and the guy goes, well, you're in the wrong place. And Al goes, I'm a neurosurgeon.
You gotta go all the way, right?
But it's the wrong convention.
Yeah, not even close to what it was.
Not even close.
Yeah.
Not even close.
You should have said they call me Dr. Bug or something.
A bug doctor.
He was
yes.
so
nice.
It lasted about 10 seconds
yeah.
before he finally
yeah.
They said, go away. You're bugging us.
We got to bounce.
Yes, they did.
Well done, Justin. Our boss, George, is on his way here, so we apologize for our show tomorrow already because he's going to want to party.
Yes.
We have a fun boss. We have a fun boss.
George, we got to go turn up.
When George goes out, he
Justin, you always turn up.
Yeah, that's pretty.
But
that's
I've
true.
Been wanting to go to a club with you guys so bad this whole week.
Which one's the club you want to
well,
go to?
I
Madonna's?
Heard Madonna's, but it's not Club Madonna. That's a different kind of
is
club.
It literally Madonna's club?
Oh, Club Madonna yeah. is a gentleman's club.
Yeah, that's a gentleman's club.
Oh.
This one's called Live, I think, but it's I was told that
that's
it's tiki-tiki
tiki
music
that's
where it's like
that's at the Fountain Blue.
Yeah, that's at the Fountain Blue.
But I'm ready just like to twerk on some walls.
I don't know that we can all get into nightclubs here.
Yeah,
oh, we can.
We're not cool enough, are we? Oh.
That's the thing. I don't know.
The Miami cool
have
is
you guys
like
not
a
been hit up? The second you post anything that's tagged Miami, I get
no.
blown up on Instagram. Like, bottle hair.
But you got those
you
bikini
have.
Pictures with your groceries all out. They want you to be there.
I have not gotten
hold
hit
on.
Up.
Raise your hand if you've been hit up with free bottle service.
Kinsey.
Jenna.
Alicia.
Alicia.
Okay.
Not
and
Kelly.
Jenna.
I'm seeing a
no,
theme.
Not
here.
Al.
Not
Casey.
Okay, but that being said, we can all go wherever.
Because of you guys.
Yeah.
We can get in
well,
with
y'all. Be, no, they'll be like, you.
Yeah,
you,
and I, oh,
not
I don't want
to
get embarrassed
and I don't
like want to
set myself up for that embarrassment.
Yeah,
well,
you,
they,
you
they won't
in,
do that
you can
to
get
you.
In, you can get in, you stay
Justin,
in the car.
Justin, you know the clubs here, like, are open. I mean, people go at 1 a.m. and stay until 10 a.m.
So you could literally stay up all night and just roll in the morning to do the show.
You know what? I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to just go
you know, there's a club
live
open.
My best well, life.
There's a day club, and it's open right now.
That sounds like the best thing.
Like, you can get off the show, find this club, and I think it's underground, so it's dark in there, so you still feel like it's nighttime. And
ugh.
You can party 24
club.
Hours a day.
Oh.
When do they clean?
At night?
But they're clubbing still. It's,
oh.
it's just
yeah.
going on.
Yeah, they've got to have some, I
when,
don't know.
When they're going to mop the floors and...
Well,
I guess if there's enough people in there, they don't worry about it. You know, nobody can see
dark,
the floor anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should go right after we go to the Everglades when you're all sweaty and
swampy.
Like bug
I mean,
spray.
I'll go out with you tomorrow night like a normal person on a Friday night.
I'm not going to be here Friday night.
Oh.
Yeah, you Jenna and I are staying.
We got something cool tomorrow night.
If you go out, Justin, you need a sitter. You
we're doing something
I,
cool.
I'm going to need someone to take care
yeah,
of
yeah, we need to babysit Justin.
Yeah,
see
you're going to miss out on the fun.
You need a handler.
Yes.
Okay, Jenna, you can't just throw it in my face like you're going to have fun tomorrow night. I want to have fun with you tonight.
We get to see Luis Fonsi perform, I think.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
Is that her thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The pool party?
Pool party, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Y'all are going to have fun. I'm going to have fun, too. I'll be interviewing Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, that's you are.
Awesome.
That's
that'll be
fun. That's pretty
I'm
fun.
I'm so excited for you. It'll
tell
be great.
Tell myself what's up.
Yeah.
But... Yes, we need to go to a club tonight with George.
Are you doing it for the movie Baby Driver?
Yes, Baby Driver.
With Ansel...
Ansel Egerton?
Uh-huh.
Ansel Egerton?
Uh-huh.
Or Egerton.
John Hamm?
Egerton.
And John Hamm is in it.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like that Ansel guy is the face of Prada. I saw him in the store.
Yeah. Oh, and he just posted a picture on Instagram. It is nice.
Yeah. Guys, we're doing a radio show.
They're like, y'all can't be really live on the air right now. That's what they're thinking.
Yeah, right.
There's no way they're live talking about that.
I can't believe guys are hitting up my wife to go get free bottle service, and I had no idea.
No, mine was a girl.
It was a girl?
Yeah.
They want the pretty people, man. They want the pretty people.
Well, like, where would I find these messages?
This only I feel like it only happens in Vegas and Miami.
I need to turn my pretty filter on
more. What's going on here? I have nothing.
No.
Not one message.
No.
No. I was, but live. That's where it's the best. If Rihanna's in town, that's where she'll be.
I tried to hit up DJ Khaled and ask him if we could go to his house on Twitter.
No reply?
No reply. I think if Jenna did, maybe. So Jenna hit him up.
Because you know that's what I'm into.
DJ Khaled?
Hey, DJ Khaled, I got a really bad cold. Can I come hang out?
Can I get your kids sick? All right, Kelly, you got the Showbiz Top 5 ready for us?
I do. What's coming up with this? Oh, Brad Pitt, you know, when you're recovering from alcoholism or whatever he's going through, you have to make amends.
Yeah.
Who is Brad saying he's sorry to?
Huh.
I'll tell you next in the Showbiz Top 5.
See the show live right now at KidTV.com. We're live from the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel. Thanks to Visit Florida. It's the Kid Nation Family Vacation.
They're going to go see some alligators today out in the Everglades. It's going to be fun. Good times.
It's a swamp, right?
The Everglades?
Yeah.
I think it's different. No, Everglades are different than a swamp.
Everglade is different.
Swamps are mostly in, well, I don't say mostly, but Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Okay.
In the South Carolina, we had swamps.
Yeah. Swampy, isn't it?
Well, you have ditch. You have ditches, too.
And swamps, too?
You have ditches and swamps.
Well, I thought it was a swamp.
And thank you,
alligators.
I don't know the correct answer for those. And it's a million acres of Everglades. Thank you, Kid Nation.
Not a million miles.
Well, I was saying, that seems a really, like, a lot. Yeah.
You guys want to do a Throwback Thursday today? Because it ties in with something.
All right.
A new song that came out last week from Nickelback. It's called, and it's weird because Kid Craddock always... had this weird relationship with the guys, you know.
Love hate.
It was a love hate because a lot of people don't understand Nickelback, and
he loved to
how
hate
they got
on
so
them.
Big. Yeah. So, Kid also had this bit called "Must Be Nice Guy," and weirdly enough, Nickelback came out with a song last week called "Must Be Nice." And it sounds just like a Nickelback song should.
Must be nice. What's the song called Must Be Nice?
That was arguable.
Beans and toast.
Right. So that's Nickelback's Must Be Nice right there. It's just Nickelback.
Well,
Kid would have had a field day with him because if you listen to the show in the past, he had such big hits with his Nickelback impersonation, like Beans on Toast.
Yeah.
I'm a manly man with really big hands. You know what that means. You understand. I got a beard and a stash, and I love to sweat. Got a chain link tat on my left bicep. I'm a man who has all his manly parts. I'm a man who likes to burp and fart.
Oh, see.
Hair on the ass, I got the most. All I ever eat is beans on toast. Yeah. You know why?
Why?
I'm a man who dances with white guy overbite. I'm a man who gonna do bad things to you tonight.
Yeah.
Cause I'm in Nickelback. The band, Nickelback from Canada. Yeah. Beans on toast.
Yeah.
Is all I eat.
So that's Beans on Toast. That was that went platinum on our
show.
Yeah,
it did. On our show, it did.
Now, Nickelback claims they'd never heard these things, but I'm pretty sure they...
No, because after that odd encounter I had with Chad Kroeger, he had no idea, and I told him...
You would think he got a little something.
From a record person or somebody.
You're telling me Chad Kroeger, Jenna.
I told him where I worked. There was no recollection, like nothing. It did not register.
You're telling me Chad Kroeger, one of the nicest guys in music, we'll say
I
that.
Hate to admit it, how he much really we made is. Fun of him and said we hated Nickelback. He couldn't have been nice.
One of the nice. You're telling me Chad Kroeger never heard the hit Husband and Wife-a?
Well, the hair on my chest is 3 feet long. And if you think I'm not a man, then I know you're wrong. I got my hatchet in my hand and I'm in your backyard chopping up some wood and I'm breathing really hard.
All right.
I got guns and knives. I'm the husband, you're the wife.
Wife. You gotta make sure you get the foot.
I'm the husband, you're the wife.
Kelly, we should open up a restaurant called Wife for Pho.
And you can.
Oh, okay. In
honor of Kid.
And our love for Pho.
We love the Pho.
And you could have free Wife Pho.
Yeah.
Oh.
So many things you can do with this. Hey, now. So we're going to give you a little Throwback Thursday here with Kid Craddock.
That wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought that was it.
I thought that was it.
That was just the appetizer?
That was the appetizer throwback with the Nickelback.
What else is there?
Must Be Nice Guy, since Nickelback has the Must Be Nice Guy song.
Okay, all right.
So we're doing a Must Be Nice Guy from when we went on family vacation a few years ago. And here you go. Everyone's favorite, Must Be Nice Guy, calling in during vacation.
And I think Must Be Nice Guy is on the line with us.
Must Be Nice Guy.
Hey, you guys enjoying your vacation?
Sure are.
It's been so fabulous.
Beautiful. Must Be Nice.
It is nice.
I've been looking around for the sign-up sheet for the all-expenses-paid vacation where you still get paid for work. I didn't see it up here.
Didn't see it, huh?
Must be nice to find the sign-up sheet.
Yeah, we found it. All right. You just need a better job.
Oh, hi, Jenna. Been watching you on Kid TV.
Hi.
Must be nice to have such a small waist and such an enormous chest. I know what that means, you did.
Yeah, bought myself that's some my new catchphrase. Nice boobs.
It's my new catchphrase.
We know, yeah.
My catchphrase is not as big as Jenna's chest, but
yeah.
They're not that big.
It's not as big as Save That. It's not as big as Shout Out or Keep Looking Up or anything. What the hell? You know, it's good, though. It's a good catchphrase.
I kind of like it, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Must be nice to have one now.
Yeah, it must be nice to be all up in there and being all on vacation and everything with the show.
It is. Yeah. We've told you. Very nice.
Hey, we're not allowed to speak.
Hey, kid.
Hey.
Hey, must be nice to have your own set of golf clubs.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, must be nice. You got a 9-iron?
Yeah, I got a 9-iron.
Yeah, must be nice. You also have a 3-wood?
Yeah, I have a 3-wood.
Yeah, must be nice. And hey, Kelly.
Hey, kid. Must be nice,
guy. Must be nice to be so tall and see over people.
It is.
I'm 5'1".
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah, must be nice.
Petite.
Hey, Kelly, must be nice to have a baby later in life.
Yeah.
I know what that means you did.
Yeah. What?
Mm-hmm. It's called in vitro.
Hey, hi,
JC. Oh, JC, hi. Yeah, hi.
Must be nice being the only person in China who speaks Spanish. Must be nice.
Not from China, must be nice guy.
Must be nice.
No, it's Korea.
Must be nice to be authentically fit like you are, you know, with your huge muscles.
I know
what that means you did.
Ooh, it's got
steroids. Must be nice.
What? Wow.
Must be nice. That's how I'm going to do it now. I know what that means, you need.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Must be nice, y'all. I got to go, guys. Some of us don't get everything handed to us.
What about Big Al?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Big Al.
Hey, Mr. Must Be Nice Guy.
He's feeling all left out now.
Hey, Big Al.
Hey, Mr. Must Be Nice Guy.
Must be time for me to go.
There's your Throwback Thursday family vacation from a couple years ago.
I miss him.
Must be nice,
must
huh,
be
Big
nice
Al?
Nice guy. Hey. Never did acknowledge me.
He never did.
Never, not once.
Never. And he never will.
We'll be back.
We're hanging in the Magic City, thanks to Visit Florida. The Kid Craddock Morning Show is live all week from the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel on the Kid Nation Family Vacation.